Such a jaunty way to start the evening.
Indeed.
Hi, folks. It is Wednesday night at 9, a little bit after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. I always have to look above your head for that at the wall.
Well, I'm short enough, so it'll work.
Welcome to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Welcome back, Becca.
Welcome, Ken.
We missed you last week.
Oh, I missed you too.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling great these days.
How are you feeling today? Are you feeling gay?
Oh, I am so gay.
Because today apparently is the day to feel gay.
It is. It was the call out gay day. Did you call out today?
I did not.
Yeah, me neither. I'm a temp though.
I didn't even know it was call out gay day. I don't feel this was well advertised. Is this an annual thing?
No, it
was
just
a Prop 8 thing.
Yeah, I got an email about it a while ago. Actually, my sister, who's totally straight, sent me all the information on it about 2 weeks ago, and I thought about sending it to you, but, you know, I was dying of the death cold.
Yes,
so
you were not feeling well.
No, and I didn't send it on, but I didn't call out because I'm a temp, so, you know, that just means I don't get paid,
idea.
And then I might get fired.
No, I wish I had known. I would have, I probably wouldn't have called.
The alternative was to spend nothing today.
But I did not spend. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, which
I had
realized
to fill my gas tank. And
I realize radio people can't see us thinking, but I did not spend anything today.
Just imagine the spinning hourglass over his face. Basically,
we call that the spinning hourglass of death. I did not spend anything today, so you can cut yours in half.
Okay.
And then you only spend.
And they also said you could withdraw $80 from your bank account. I don't know what that would prove, but.
Huh.
The idea was to show how important gays are to the national economy.
Okay.
That was the point, was make them hurt in their wallet.
Let us marry, and then they will see how much money we can actually
bring. Well, the idea was when you took the day off, you didn't take it off. You spent that time volunteering. That's what they were pushing for.
Oh, crud. We didn't do that at all.
We failed.
But no, that's not true. We're here right now. We are performing a gay service.
We're calling in gay right now.
We're calling in gay. If you want to call in gay, give us a call. It's 802-246-6107. Thank you. Ducking is good. We have just an incredible guest tonight that I am so super psyched for.
Oh, me too. Who is it?
Yeah. We are going to be welcoming Scout Cloud Lee, who was a finalist on Survivor. And I'm really excited to, what are you doing over there? Oh, you're making it easier for me. Thank you. Folks, I'm going to be able to tell you the phone number and the station identification so much easier right now. But Scout was,
maybe.
Becca's doing some handiwork in the station. Good handiwork, Becca. How about we play a song while we do this?
Please do. Okay. Let's distract everyone from the fact that I'm distracted.
We are going to play some of Scout Cloud Lee's music this evening. So this is a song called Roosters and Rhinestones. Because when I think roosters,
I think rhinestones.
And when I think rhinestones,
what do you think?
Roosters.
I think lesbian.
Hold on, folks.
Cosmic truth, and I even wrote it down, but lost it buying cigarettes on my way to town. I knew the path to take us home, and I thought to draw a map, but somewhere I misplaced it, drinking beers and taking naps. Well, it's Roosters and Rhinestone time, dark days be bygone by. Three times cry. Now calls this girl to shine. Roosters and rhinestone time. Sparkle and shine, shine, shine. It's Alia the income free.
Yeah, that's right. Alia the income free.
Yeah. Come on home, everybody. Just roll up your shirt sleeves and get home. That's right. We got work to do on our planet now.
Me as high as loving you so dear. I put away my cigarettes and I turn face on that bar. This strutting rhinestone cowgirl gonna be your star of stars. Well, it's Rooster.
Ollie Ollie Income. Free, free, free.
That was Roosters and Rhinestones by Scout Cloudly. That's just fantastic.
It is.
I'm happy that we're diversifying our music, too.
We sure are.
We sure are.
And we're having a woman on, which is wonderful.
Yes, we have actually not had a woman on since Liz, just many months ago.
Yeah, but you've been rocking all the searching for people stuff. And
I found tons of women for January, though.
Really?
Yes. On the first Wednesday of January, which is the, I don't know what it is.
Something-eth?
Yeah. We have Christy Martell, who's a singer-songwriter, and
would that be the 7th of January?
And then on January 21st, we have Mariah Hansen, who is the founder of the Dyna Cruises,
yeah.
Which apparently are
something
these huge...
I haven't heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me very happy. Which apparently are these huge lesbian cruises for people that don't know, like me. And so I just got this press announcement, how they announced that Katy Perry is headlining on the Dyna Cruises.
Does this mean I get to go on the cruise?
Because we are going to ask her. Oh, I bet
we
can pull this off. We're going
to
pull this off for you.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about your new present that you got?
I did get a present. I got a present.
You brought it into the station with you.
I did, because I knew all the answers to the code words. I had the whole
list. I'll give you $20 right now if you can tell me three of them.
Latches.
I don't have $20.
Reindeer.
Oh, this is so fantastic.
Oh. And anyway, I got a t-shirt and some magnets say this show is so gay, and it's wonderful because I'm
great.
So excited.
You can put them on the fridge. It's just going to be great. So Milk is getting amazing reviews.
Amazing reviews. I heard that.
I can't wait to see. It's not coming
Milk
here, though.
Milk is a movie.
Milk is a movie.
About?
Harvey Milk.
Who is Harvey Milk?
Harvey Milk was the first openly gay elected. Yeah, it's a great night for me. Elected city official in San Francisco. He was assassinated. Sean Penn plays him in the movie. And
apparently did a fantastic
job. So Sean Penn and Milk, Gus Van Sant's biopic about gay rights leader Harvey Milk, continue to gain awards momentum Wednesday, which is today, winning the Best Film Award from the New York Film Critics Circle. Penn was chosen as Best Actor for his performance, and Josh Brolin won Best Supporting Actor for his performance in the film. So
this is going to be huge.
I can't wait. And we're going, and you are not to see it without me.
I know.
We have a date to go see Milk. I walked over to the Latches the other day, but they were not sure. They thought sometime in January.
Okay.
But they were not sure exactly when.
It's a date.
It's a date. What else did you see out there? There's so much gay news.
New Jersey. Home sweet home.
So for folks that don't know and aren't from New Jersey, but they should be keeping tabs on New Jersey. Yet again, by the way, I hate where this computer is, but
yeah,
I can't.
I know. But New Jersey has civil unions. They've had civil unions. They've been right up on top of things. But they had a committee meeting today that came up with scandalous results.
Tell us.
They think that civil unions just aren't good enough.
No.
Not
and we
good
don't
enough.
Think so either, although we shouldn't say that here in Vermont.
Of course, everyone else thinks that there are activists on that select board, but in good news, it sounds like they're going to be promoting marriage over a civil union, which is unusual. They're going to be the first state to put it into law before it gets voted on, which is interesting.
They actually had a state civil union review commission, or CURC. Okay, I don't know that they actually call it that, but I just wanted to sound it out. Concluded that the state's 2-year-old civil union law doesn't do enough to give gay couples the same protections as heterosexual married couples. Quote, this commission finds that the separate categorization established by the Civil Union Act invites and encourages unequal treatment of same-sex couples and their children. And it says that the findings from the commission's 13 members were unanimous. The commission found that the rights afforded to those in civil unions were not always well understood, and that allowing gay couples to marry would alleviate the problem. For example, there have been instances when people in civil unions have been prevented from visiting their partners in hospitals. I hate that.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work.
No.
No. And making medical decisions on their behalf. And that's what the commission found.
It's amazing.
So marriage in New Jersey, the Garden State, I say it should happen like right away.
Go Jersey.
Go Jersey. Are you just going to find someone to go get married, and then you're going to run down to Jersey and get married?
No.
What
no.
are you shaking your head at?
No.
Do you want to think about it?
No.
No?
No.
Do you want to get married?
Not really.
Not to me. That wasn't me proposing.
Oh, he proposed again. I think that's the second time Ken has proposed to me on the air.
No.
Say I'm a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so no.
There's
to
no
you.
Oh, yes. Okay, so we have established that you will not
no,
be getting married.
No, I could get married at some point. It's possible.
Okay. What conditions need to exist for you to run to New Jersey and get married?
She would have to be a geek and a female and a lesbian.
So it's
which is really
hard to
find.
You're not opposed to getting married.
No.
That's what we're going for.
Ask any geek guy. Geek girls are really rare. It's really hard to find a good quality geek girl.
They're on TV.
And to
a
find
lot.
Lesbian geek girls. It's just impossible. Huh. I'm sure they're out there, but they don't leave their homes.
Okay.
You know, green glow from the computer screen and whatnot.
So if someone wrote in to this show is so gay at AOL.com and said that they
we
were
could
a geek
run
lesbian.
Off to Jersey.
Okay. And we could give her a t-shirt too.
It's true.
So she would get a marriage license and a t-shirt.
If you ask me on a date, you get a magnet for free.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I know, right?
Okay.
I come with perks.
I am not even
it's
touching
not what
that
you
one.
Think.
I'm not touching
it's
that.
It's not what you think.
I would like to play another Scout Cloud
and
Lee
shut up,
song.
Mike Vannucci.
Yeah,
I know
Mike.
You're listening, Mike.
Mike is such a troublemaker.
You're called out.
We're going to play a song called Let Peace Reign, and I can almost guarantee that when we come back from this song, we're going to have Scout Cloud Lee, and we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff. Cool?
Nice.
Okay.
It was a midnight moon, held in a starlit night. The clouds were racing by, but I saw him in the light. A mighty warrior man, a spirit from the past. It was Geronimo. He said our truth will last. I heard the laughing owls sing in a nearby tree. This man of medicine had come to talk to me. I know your journey's long, sometimes you're feeling down. But boy or woman, you must go to every town and let the people know, or let the children see. The time has come on earth to make one family. And he said, let
what he said now. He said we've got to let peace reign.
The children of my spine, this gallant man of peace, was not alone this night. Beside him stood Cochise. The mother earth is tied, her life is in your hands. Cochise was telling us to love our glory land. I saw a feathered plume upon his turban crown. Chief Osceola came, smiled just like a clown. Then through the full moonlight he chanted soft to me, just lead the people's song to set their spirits free. And he said, let peace reign. And he said, let peace reign.
Oh yeah.
Gently comfort me. She said to me, never fear, the ancient ones stand by. They guide us every day, bright omens in the sky. Just then a crowd appeared, a large assembly. I saw a thousand faces from our history. A clap of lightning flashed, I heard the thunder roar. There came my brother friend, the Nazarene of old. The choir of ancient ones sang praises endlessly. My brother smiled at them, then turned to speak to me. My little sister friend, as you can plainly see, we each one lived and died to set the people free.
He said, let peace reign.
That was Let Peace Reign. And with that, how about we welcome our guest?
I think we could do that.
Scout, are you there?
I'm here.
Scout Cloud Lee, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Well, thank you so much. Y'all sound like you're having a ball.
We are having a ball here in Vermont. Have you done any Vermont traveling?
I have. I'm wild about Vermont. I've only been up there twice, but both times fabulous.
It's fabulous
it
up
is.
Here. And where are you calling in from, Scout?
I'm calling in from Ada, Oklahoma, South Central Oklahoma.
I've never been to Oklahoma. Becca?
Oh, my.
Me neither.
Becca's never been there either. Tell us about Oklahoma, and then we're going to tell everyone about you.
Well, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, it means home of the red man. Of course, a lot of Native peoples were shifted here during the Trail of Tears, and it has a great deal of diversity, very pioneering. Of course, the West was opened here with the land runs, and you know, so the people continue to have an incredible pioneering spirit. It's the quarter horse capital of the world. There are a lot of cowgirls and cowboys.
Wow.
And, fashion centers, and the economy is doing great.
Hey,
in Oklahoma.
That's a good thing.
G-R-E-A-T.
Was it doing great today, though? Because today people were supposed to call out gay. That's what we heard about. We read in the news. So we're
right.
Not sure if the economy was great in Oklahoma today.
It is great.
All right.
So well, nobody called out gay in Oklahoma, huh?
We don't know. We don't know. Scout Cloudley, it is such a pleasure to have you on.
I'm calling out gay in Oklahoma.
There you go.
I want on the list.
You are the representative now.
Okay, great.
So for folks who don't know, and I don't know how they don't know, Scout Cloudley is a teacher and a life coach and was a finalist on Survivor Vanuatu. And I was telling Becca a few weeks ago, Scout, if you're not going to win Survivor, then the place you want to come in is third place.
Third place, absolutely.
Because
you want to be the person that the person who won the final challenge picked is someone they did not want to compete
with. That is exactly what
Ken
said.
That's what I said. So
we talked about it. It's the truth. You know, I knew I had jury votes, and I wouldn't have picked me to go either. I would pick somebody that the jury didn't like all that much.
See, Scout, I feel like I was dead on that one, so now I feel so.
Yeah,
feel you
thanks.
Won.
He's going to be.
you were the winner of the non-winners.
The winner of the non-winners. Exactly. Well, you know what? I feel like anybody. I mean, you go on a 38-day camping trip anywhere in the world. I think you've won something. You know, it's tough.
Yeah, well, it looks tough.
Well, people all over. You know, is that for real? I mean, don't you get food or don't you get? I mean, we were the first and now only cast that got no food.
Wow.
Zero zip. We ate only what, you know, old stale coconut and some snails and some roots and leaves, and that was it.
Oh, that's brutal.
Now, I will tell you, Scout, my little Survivor story is that I once did fill out the application.
Did you?
And I got called in for an interview in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And they said I was a fun character, which is just a funny statement. But
which
that
is
they,
true.
But they said they were betting that I would quit.
Oh, no.
Because at the time, all I knew was New York City. And they said, you know what? You're funny and whatnot, but we think that you're going to cry and quit on day two.
And basically, that's where he's at with Vermont.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how he would have done with Survivor.
I haven't made it much farther. I cried on day two of Vermont, so I don't think Vanuatu would have worked for me.
It would have been great television. It's the quitting that would have gotten him.
I don't think I would have.
I have to tell you, 250,000 people apply every season.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fact that they picked...
So I did okay.
Oh, my God. I'm just so impressed.
Oh, good.
That you got the call back.
I'm not filling out that form.
You. Did you go and get an on-camera interview?
I did the on-camera interview in New York City.
You made it to the next step would have been in the group of, they would have picked you to be in the group of 50.
I feel so validated right now.
Oh, feel very validated. That's incredible.
And this is why, Scout, I feel like they call you the cheerleader for the human spirit.
Indeed,
which is
because
just
now
the
he's
greatest
going to be insufferable.
Phrase. I know, now I'm insufferable, and it's Scout Cloudley's fault. Now, Scout, you were also one of the first, or the first, along with Amy, openly gay women on Survivor.
That's right.
Is that right?
Isn't that something?
It is something. How was that for you?
I mean, what I intended to be was to be honest, because I knew being on the show, they do background checks on you. I've worked with the CIA and the FBI and different agencies where they know what kind of toothpaste you use.
Right.
Survivor, they do the same thing. They check you out. They know stuff from your high school.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What did they find out about your high school experience?
That's scary. But anyway, they check it all out. So I had just decided to be honest. I hadn't intended to make a big deal out of anything, but it turned out to be the first openly gay person, female, to come out on the show. I wasn't the first gay one. I know another that was, but
right.
Not openly.
Right. Yeah, and I have to say, it was really refreshing to show that, hey, TV, you can actually show a gay woman who's not 20.
Exactly.
I mean, you were 20. You were 24, but, you know, not 20.
No, I was almost 60 in the show.
Oh, come on.
I love you, Ken.
I think we're going to get Scout to call back if we so. And I just, you know, one of the criticisms that many people have about the gay community is a big divide between different generations of the gay community. Is that something that you have seen?
Well, it's not any different in any community.
Yeah.
There's a big divide between age groups anyway.
Yeah, you know? So that's true.
I haven't so much seen that because I don't feel it in my own heart. I think, you know, if you carry that division in your heart, you're probably going to manifest it right before your very eyes. So I haven't so much seen that. I've actually, you know, felt very well received, and I feel open-armed and open-hearted to any age group.
Oh.
Of course, out on the show, I did call the young girls bowheads, but they were lazy.
They weren't doing anything.
They weren't helping. So...
Oh, look at that. So, and one of the things, we're going to keep you on your positive rate. I think, can you be our official, you are now, I'm not even going to ask you, I am designating you the official cheerleader of our radio show.
Okay, great.
Okay.
We're
so,
going to get you some pom-poms.
We're going to get you pom-poms, and we're going to send you a t-shirt, too, so that you can wear it proudly.
I love that.
So one of the things that we were talking about last week that I think you can put a positive spin on, one of the stories that came out last week was the Stop the Impact group, which has been doing a lot of great protests, put out an article about questioning whether or not LGBT U.S. citizens are second-class citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And it sparked a lot of conversation on our show last week and just around the water cooler all around. What's your take on that? Do you feel like we're second-class citizens?
Well, that's so silly. It's almost an inane question. Of course not.
There you go.
That's insane.
That's what we think.
You know, here's the deal. The Creator, God, it, the Source, the Force, whatever you want to call it, made me, you know?
Right.
I am as divinely inspired as every other human being, every tree, every plant, every flower. You know, we are all a precious part of creation. Precious. And I think that I have felt so strongly that those of us who have in any way been in a smaller minority group of any sort, that we have to step to the plate and bring it. We have to bring ourselves. We have to get a hold of our bootstraps and pull ourselves up. We have to internally coach ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it makes us, I think it's an extraordinary thing. I mean, the people that I know of any diverse group that have had to struggle against oppression of any sort, you know, you either die or you emerge fabulous.
Oh.
And you think we're going to emerge fabulously?
It's when I look around the people I know that have been in the gay community and have been out here for a long time and are going for all the right reasons are fabulous human beings. They are open-hearted. They're for the right thing. They're for the planet.
We're getting her a magnet, too.
I think so.
You just got a magnet along with your T-shirt, Scout.
Oh, good. Oh.
Well, that's what we need. Is a lot of the protests lately have been really negative.
Well, protests are always negative.
Well, they are.
Hello.
Okay.
But you know,
this is why we have you here, Scout.
But you know what? What do you waste your time protesting anything? I mean, what about just promoting all the good stuff? I'm just here to promote, man.
Well,
what you put out there is what you're going to get back. So if you're fight, 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 then you get a fight, 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 I guess.
So what should we do? I mean, one of the other topics we've been discussing a lot, and I think this is something that you could actually speak to better than us, is what goes into a leader. And we've been talking a lot about Harvey Milk over the past couple months, and we haven't seen the movie yet, but we're excited to see it when it comes out here in Vermont. But that there was a report on NPR questioning whether there are any real leaders out there for the LGBT community. And one of the things that we were talking about is what would go into a leader. And you're someone who shares a degree with me in educational administration, by the way.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah. So you know a thing or two about leadership, and you certainly know it from Survivor as well. What goes into being a leader? What is it we need right now?
Well, I absolutely believe that all of us, whether we're leading down in the gutters and digging ditches, or whether we're leading as the new president of the United States, thank you, God, that we have got to walk our talk. We've got to be the living, breathing example. We must be the we don't pray for rain. We stand and believe that rain is falling on us even before it happens. We have hearts that so strongly believe that what is possible becomes our everyday walk and talk. We are the living, breathing example of it already being here. And by so doing, we become the magnet that that draws it around us and manifests it in our lives. I mean, I truly believe that. We've got to be authentic. That was one of the things in playing Survivor, you know, that I could come through the game and maintain to be an integrous person and play this insane game that wants to have people, you know, that sets you up to
right.
take you to hell, dump you out, and documents it.
Right.
You know? So I think that's primarily the thing.
And that's why you came in third, and that's why it's a good place to come in. I feel like all the people with integrity come in third.
Johnny Fairplay, does he count?
Oh, no.
He's in the third place club.
Oh, is there like an actual club? Do you still talk to folks? Now I'm fascinated.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. We talk to. I blog still. I blogged for CBS as long as they had Survivor Strike Back, and then now I blog for CBS Oklahoma and write for newspapers. So, and we stay in touch. You know, go up on Facebook. It's insane. All the survivors are up there now.
Oh my gosh.
Blabbing to each other, but you know, life is a lot bigger than Survivor. Life after Survivor, life before Survivor.
And tell us what you're working on.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see. I just finished a book that's being pitched. It's called The Formula for Getting What You Really, Really, Really Want.
Ooh.
And
we could use that.
Yeah.
We want to be syndicated. We need the book.
Okay, great. Okay, it's syndicated. Well, you act like you're a syndicated radio already.
Oh.
Wear the suit, brother.
Oh, I don't even think they have suits up here in Vermont.
Talk the talk and wear the suit way before you're syndicated.
Okay, we got to start doing that.
Absolutely.
We already have T-shirts.
We have T-shirts.
We're
Doesn't that count?
We have a website with streaming.
And we have Scout Cloud Lee.
Yeah. I mean, how could we move up from here? There's
right,
more.
No, we have work to do, Becca.
Okay.
We have work to do. So you have the book, and the music is just so
fun.
It's so fun. We played Roosters and Rhinestones.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Tell us about that one.
Yes. How did you come up with this?
Well, when you write it's kind of coming off the denial of Peter in a sense. When you write it. That particular one, I was kind of writing in the country genre, and you have to have a song about drinking, and you have to have a song about, you know, this and that, and that was one of my drinking songs.
Oh.
You know?
Okay, I don't think we used it correctly then.
Well,
we should have run down. There's a bar right downstairs from the station. We should have run down during that song.
Yes, we should have.
All right, we're doing that next week.
All right.
And then we would love to have you introduce the next song we're going to play. We were going to play One Tiny Candle next.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really my favorite song off of the album.
I love it, too. It's actually gotten quite a bit of airtime around in the little country music circles. Well, that song was written, I mean, all of my songs are actual experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an actual experience of a person who called and had dreamed coming, and they came and lit one tiny candle, and the rest of the story is in the song.
It's lovely.
Well,
it's lovely. And we're really excited to play it. So you are now, so this is a lot of pressure to be our official cheerleader.
Okay, well.
I feel like you're up to it.
Pressure to me, so that's good.
All right. It is such a pleasure to have you call in. It was such a treat to get a reply back from you and to
Absolutely.
Have you call in and to play your music and just to... you are so positive.
Well, listen, you guys, I really want to thank you for what you're doing. You know, you're doing an amazing thing. And yeah, I don't know if... Did you catch... Boston Legal last night?
I did not.
No.
Oh my God. You know, Scout, I've never seen it.
I walked out of the room and went to bed.
No, please, I beg you, let me cheer you on to watch Boston Legal. Are you kidding?
I was such a fan of The Practice that I just stopped there.
That's beautiful, too, but Boston Legal is outrageous. They have taken everything that needs to be talked about, torn apart. The soliloquies in this show are so... intelligent. You're cheering. You're standing in your chair clapping.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
Last night, they had a gay marriage married by a member of the Supreme Court, two guys married, and a heterosexual couple married legally in Massachusetts, married by a member of the Supreme Court. They made no big deal about it. These two particular guys weren't gay. The two lead characters really, really love each other. They did it. And the way that they come about, for all the reasons that people get married, they slid the whole legal marriage thing in as though it was absolutely nothing, which it should be nothing.
We want it to be nothing.
It's nothing. It should be as natural. Two people who love each other have the right to live together and have equal rights. End of story.
Done.
And they made it that way on Boston Legal. I beg you to tune in and see that show.
Well, we're going to have to catch that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to find
Now that's going to be the official TV show of our show.
What about the L word?
Oh, and the L word.
Definitely.
I mean, totally irrational.
Yeah.
But
well, oh, we're going to have to catch that. So we're gonna get to that place, though, right, Scout? We're gonna get to the place where these things are not issues anymore.
Well, let me tell you something, Ken. To get there, we, you and me, the three of us, we have to be there already.
Okay.
We have to be there, live there, breathe that, talk that. It is just the way it is, and it is the way it is. It's no big deal. It is who we are. It's what we are. It's how we are. We love ourselves. We love other people. We're already there. We're there.
Can I challenge you for a second?
Sure.
Sometimes, and this was a while ago, I think it was a few months ago, we talked about this on a show, and as a dean, I feel a little bad saying this. Sometimes, particularly with LGBT topics, I get a little tired of educating. And I just want to... be exactly where you
right.
are, where we should be.
For example, I just started a new job, and... it's not necessarily a welcoming environment, and I know that if I come out, it's going to be putting me in the position of having to educate people and having to overcome a lot of conflict, and I know that I could probably talk my way around it, which is not how I choose to live my life.
I think you have to go beyond coming out. You see, if you're a heterosexual, or if you are... if you screw sheep, you know, whatever you call all of that stuff,
right.
People don't come out and say, I'm heterosexual. I want to talk about an experience that I had last night. It's not a matter of coming out. You are a sexual human being, and you just are yourself, you know. And you can... I loved Amy on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't get aired, but Amy and I were talking, and she just began to talk about, you know, my girlfriend and I. And it was no big deal. So I talked about my girlfriend, and it was no big deal. Listen, guys, I want to tell you, I know this is a little bit hard, and I hope it doesn't jeopardize my job, but I'm gay. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, well, you just are. And as we settle that within ourselves, you know, if they say, well, is your boyfriend coming to dinner? No, but my girlfriend is. You're going to love her. And go on to the next topic. You know what I'm saying?
You are a cheerleader.
We have to be it. We don't have to be for it or against it or educating it. We are it.
Because that pressure is there. I often feel that pressure to educate. And
yeah. No,
I get
do too.
Tired.
I feel like I have had experiences where I could just slide the girlfriend thing in and no one ever notices or questions, but I'm actually worried about where I'm working now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you definitely have to know your environment.
I want to tell you something. If you're worried about it, then it may not be the very best environment for you to be in.
Yeah.
That
and it's not
true.
A matter of having to not worry about it, to, you know, but just be yourself. It will be so refreshing. And if in being yourself and it slides in that you and your girlfriend are coming, please, if somebody says to a party, please bring a guest, say, great, I'll bring my girlfriend. And just go on. And if that doesn't work out well for you, there will be a place that it will. More likely, there will be people that will take a huge sigh of relief, thank God, that we loosen up.
And is everything good down there? And is everything good in Oklahoma? Is it comfortable there where you are?
It's comfortable for me, baby.
Fantastic.
It is.
I feel like Scout, though.
You know what? 99% of the people, I'm just going to say 99% of the time, it is so cool, so even among traditional Bible-thumping, you know, Pentecostal, anything else.
But who could argue with Scout?
I just feel like, Scout, that you're good no matter where you are, though.
Well, there's some people that, you know, I've lost a few speaking gigs.
Yeah.
Because of the preacher's wife had a duck fit because I was going to be keynoting a high school, you know, graduation. You know, I've had a few of those things happen, but they lose a really good speaker.
They do.
Absolutely.
They lost a good speaker, but the majority of people don't. They're excited. They're so grateful to be able to, oh my gosh, you know, it's not even the excitement of knowing a gay person. It's just like, I know Scout.
Yes.
You know,
right.
We feel like we know Scout now.
So what?
Yeah.
And if that can happen in Oklahoma, it can happen anywhere.
True.
But it really does have to be in us just being, you know, being ourselves. And I know, Ken, know what you're saying about, you know, you get tired of educating.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting deal because, you know, I happen to be really good with carpentry, for example, and I'm very good at making things with my hands, or I know the flora and fauna of the earth and the land, and I can't not walk across the land or the earth with somebody and point out, you know, the cedars, you know, do you know the difference between a male and female cedar? I'm educating in that area.
Yeah.
So, because it's an area I know a lot about. Well, we happen to know a lot about living in a world and being gay, and if it comes up and we have the opportunity to educate and it's refreshing, then we do so. And, you know, I'm old enough to say this because as a young person I didn't know it. But I only have to, you know, pick your battles, you know, pick your hills to die on. And the same thing is true of pick your moments to educate. When educating is a joy, it's a comfort. That's great. If it's hard,
but what if you miss those great opportunities?
Yeah.
Where someone's open to it and you're just tired.
I know. I got to rally myself. And you know what we're going to do to rally ourselves from now on?
What are we going to do?
We're going to call on Scout Cloudly.
I think we should.
You guys are nice. Hey, listen, congratulations on being a dean. I'm so impressed.
Oh, well, thank you.
Me too.
it's a fun gig. And I've been really working. One of those things that I've been working on is picking my battles.
Uh-huh. Well,
so.
You have to. You can't. You have to just pick your battles and depend on other people to, you know,
absolutely,
do battle for you.
Well, Scout, I guarantee that you will get more speaking gigs when you put on that resume that you are the official cheerleader for This Show Is So Gay on this local community radio station.
Absolutely.
It'll be right there in bold.
It better be. We're going to have to come up with a snazzier title than cheerleader.
Well, no. Well, she's our... I feel like you're our spiritual advisor for the show.
I think that's a good title.
Hey, listen, you guys call me anytime, please.
What an absolute
treat. We might have to.
We'd love to visit with you.
Well, Scout, we...
cell phone so you can just pick
anytime
up.
You're in Brattleboro.
Oh, yes. And we would love to... And Scout and I are going to talk. I'm going to email Scout, and we're going to try to work it out so Scout
Excellent.
Comes up here and speaks to my students as well. So, Scout, we are going to queue up one tiny candle. It was an absolute joy to have you on. We would be thrilled if we could get you back on the air.
You can anytime.
Great.
And listen, you guys, I'm just really proud of you. You go. Just keep bringing it and bring it and bring it and bring it and be it. Yeah.
I just feel more peaceful now.
Me too.
Okay. Scout, you did your job well tonight.
Good work.
Good work. Okay, you guys have a great day tomorrow. I'm headed to bed early. I got to get up early and go work.
Well,
sleep
sweet
well.
Dreams. Okay.
Thanks so much, Scout.
Okay, you bet.
Have
Bye.
A good night.
Of tombs or flesh in my mind, staring down the empty spaces where you've been.
love race through my blood. Don't know who's gonna win. Loving you without restraint is my only sin.
That was One Tiny Candle by Scout Cloudly, who she makes me feel more peaceful.
Yes. She seems very sincere and she's happy.
Yeah. We gotta work on that.
I know.
We need to work
on New York Metro kind of
people. We're gonna start holding up pictures of Scout, and every time we're sarcastic, we're gonna say, no, no. We need to
come from the heart.
We need to come from the heart more. Hey, you know that Obama guy?
Yes, I've met him before.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
I've heard of him before, though.
He was elected president. And word on the street, on the gay rainbow street, is that he has selected a deputy mayor of Los Angeles to lead the White House Council on Environmental Quality. And why is that significant?
Why is that significant?
Because it's going to be the first prominent member of the gay and lesbian community to earn a senior role in the Democrats' new administration. Still, look, we're clapping. Claps for her. Did I say her name?
No, you didn't.
Where is her name? If one of our people who's listening know what her name is, now I'm feeling really bad. Oh, there it is. Nancy Sutley. So
he
Nancy Sutley.
Seem sure.
Yeah, I know. I can. I'm telling you, I can't. Someone's going to come into our station and figure out where I can put the computer so that it's just less awkward. So Nancy Sutley, we should try to have Nancy Sutley on the show.
We should.
I wonder if she has.
Put it out there.
I wonder if she has.
Use my name. Use my name.
What does that do?
It's better than Ken. Ken is very masculine.
Oh, she might respond.
Exactly.
All right. So if Nancy Sutley, if you're listening right now, or if anybody else is wants to talk to us about Obama, about the positive energy that Scout brought to our show, and or just admonish us for being too negative, give us a call at 802-246-6107.
Or if you want to mock Ken mercilessly for wearing a t-shirt. I noticed this as we were talking. He's wearing a t-shirt with a
favorite
big, giant orange number 8.
It is my favorite shirt.
Ken is secretly... Not very secretly wearing a Proposition 8 shirt. He is
so many years.
You've got to put like a cross through it or...
No, I love this shirt. It's so comfortable. People who know me, they like this. Okay, you're right. I'll get some sort of cross to go through it. I'm sorry. Becca's admonishing
Shame.
Me right now. There are many ways to get in touch with us, if folks were wondering, besides calling the phone number that I just gave out.
There is the shame line at 802-246-6107.
So call us on the shame line. Drop us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com. If you've not been to our website, what's wrong with you?
Really?
Who hasn't been to
our website?
You know
though?
What? We are already not doing what Scout told us to do.
I know.
We have to say things like, well, I'm sure you've been to our website
Absolutely.
At thisshowissogay.com. And maybe that will do it. People are listening
no,
have been there.
Lots of people have been there.
Lots of
people. Everyone has been there.
Of people have been there. And that's where you can listen to podcasts of our show. And odds are if you're listening to this right now, you're probably listening through thisshowissogay.com. The other thing we're trying to build up a little bit is our Facebook group. So you should join our Facebook group.
How many friends do we have?
135 as of this morning.
And by Scout's numbers, that's 135,000.
Yes. We have 135,000.
Because we are already so far gone. I mean, we're syndicated all around the country right now.
All around the country. You know who loves our website?
Who?
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
He just wrote that to us.
Jeremy, we miss you.
So he loves our website and is our official, one of our official Chicago correspondents. We have two.
I know. We're fancy pants.
We're fancy. That's our satellite office there in Chicago. So that's what's going on with Obama. There was another story, too, that I saw that I thought we should talk about. That's another gay marriage.
And what was that?
It's such a gay marriage.
There's gay marriage happening?
Well, the next place, you know, the next state that they're talking about it in?
Where?
Did you read this?
No.
Iowa.
For anyone who's listening, I couldn't see the look I just made. It had something to do with a double take and a shocked jaw dropping.
Yeah, no, Iowa. The gay marriage debate moves to the Midwest this week as the Iowa Supreme Court... here's arguments in a challenge to the state's ban on same-sex marriage. If the high court rules in favor of the half-dozen gay couples who sued, it would make Iowa the fourth state after Massachusetts, California, and Connecticut to uphold the right of same-sex couples to legally marry.
So what are they saying? What are the odds there?
Those odds would be slim.
Okay.
It's not looking that great.
Okay.
The Iowa case has been moving through the legal system for more than 3 years. My gosh. And it could take a year or more for the state Supreme Court to issue a ruling after hearing oral arguments yesterday morning. So if you are one of those couples that's in that Iowa case, you should call us and tell us how that's going.
You should. So
we got Iowa, New Jersey. Apparently it's not so bad in Oklahoma. Who knew? I didn't know that.
I did not.
So there's all that. And then we had the poll of the day, too.
And what is our poll of the day?
I already know your answer, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's do it anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Becca, will you call in gay today on December 10th? So here are your four answers.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
You can't just leave the show.
Sorry,
in the middle.
I'm calling in gay.
No, that's not how this works. So no, but I'll participate in the economic boycott. So that's no for you. That's not your answer. No, but I would if I could.
I would if I could.
Okay, that's you.
I'm
no,
a 10,
or
I don't have an
no,
option.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. No,
or,
I'm very supportive of this.
Or yes. So those were your four answers. So you were no, but I would if I could.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you were not in the majority. The majority was no, but I'll participate in the economic boycott.
I'm looking forward to hearing stories from my friends and our listeners who did call in gay, because I'm sure a lot of my friends did.
Hey, Jeremy, did you call in gay today at work? You're gonna Jeremy's instant messaging us on our instant messenger screen name, which is cleverly titled This Show is So Gay. So Jeremy's going to tell us, as our Chicago correspondent, if he called in gay today. So is this just a one-time thing, or are they going to do it again? Or
I think it's a one-time thing right now, but I'm guessing, I mean, it got a lot of play on the news and everything, but not until today. So I think it was a problem getting people to know about it ahead of time.
Jeremy did not call in gay at work today.
Oh, Jeremy.
That's okay. Jeremy, I didn't either, so that's okay. He's a workaholic.
Yeah. But I think we should
Jeremy
all make
should
an effort to volunteer some time.
We should. We
That's
should volunteer.
That's what I'm going to do.
What should we do?
I don't know. We can volunteer together. Anyone who has an opinion on that can email us and say, I want
what
our radio show to go towards this particular cause. Because I'm all about that.
Yes. What was one of your most fun gay volunteering stories?
At an AIDS project.
Where?
In New Jersey.
And what'd you do?
At the time. I did everything. I'm kind of a file person and stuff the envelopes, make the phone calls, administrative support type deal. And
you
uncle,
kept them organized.
Yeah, I had an uncle who died of AIDS.
Oh.
So,
so that was a cause that hit home.
It has been. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because World AIDS Day was last week. No, a week,
week
and a half
before.
Ago. Gosh, golly. It's going quick. You know, this year's almost over.
It is. Sneaking up on us, and we were supposed to be syndicated by October.
I know, it was like October 18th, but
yes,
I'm sitting straighter in the chair right now, as is Becca, because we are syndicated.
We are.
That's what Scout told us.
Oh, right.
We have, if we act syndicated, you are actually closing your eyes and visual. What does visualizing syndication look like to you?
I don't know. I don't really know what syndication is.
It means we're picked up by some other stations. I think it means that on our t-shirts, they're actually pink instead of red. You know who should win a t-shirt?
Who?
You get to decide who wins the next t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I don't know. This is a big deal.
Do they have to know the words?
No. They just have to be
what about
one
our,
of our most loyal online listeners.
Our famous Chicago correspondent?
Which one?
Jeremy.
You want Jeremy to win a t-shirt?
I think I want Jeremy to win a t-shirt.
All right. All right.
But only because Jeremy inquired about my health. And
he did. And
welcome
he was happy to have you. You know what? This is the way to get a t-shirt, folks.
Suck up to Becca.
So if you want to get on Becca's good side, you suck up to Becca. If you want to get on Ken's good side.
Ken won't get you free stuff, though.
Yeah, that's not true. You just have to come out at a rally and then with media there. And then
I won't
be mad at you anymore.
All right, do we have more music for this
evening? No, we actually don't. Do you know it's we're at the end of our hour.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That was really absurdly...
It was the fastest hour ever for us.
Absurdly fast. So we want to thank Scout Cloud Lee for calling in. I have no doubt that we are going to have her back on because she is just an absolute treat. And so I'm excited for that. We're going to play one of her songs as we go out. Next week, we have Sean Hollenbach, New York City comedian, calling in. So we're going to talk to Sean and what it's like to be a New York City gay comic. And it's sure to be a riotous, fun show.
Sounds good. Can't wait.
So everybody have a great week. You've been listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You've been listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And have a very, very gay week, folks.
Have a fabulous week.
Have a fabulous week.
A leader never stands and tells their people what to do. They never heat the blood of young with words that are untrue. They joke a little every day, they laugh and sometimes cry. They much prefer to live their truths than shame themselves with lies. They give their anger to the sky where there is lots of room. They're strong enough to overcome their sorrows, doubts, and gloom. They learn to sail against the wind and ride beside their thoughts.
Mountain moving medicine ain't nothing can do.